Time for the Elkhorn Archives on WEOL, presented by EcoTree Services. EcoTree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at EcoTreeServices.com. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Tim Elkhorn and the Elkhorn Archives. What game are we doing tonight, Tim?
Well, Bruce, as the high school basketball season winds down here in the state of Ohio with the state tournament this weekend, I thought we'd get another great tournament game in here. And boy, there's been so many over the years, but this one really stands out for me. March of 2014, we're going to go back 7 years to a regional semifinal. Sweet 16, the Vermilion Sailors at 19-7, taking on a Norwalk Trucker team, 25-1 on the year. It was played at Bowling Green, and it was one of the most exhilarating high school basketball games I've ever had the pleasure and really the honor of calling. And it featured one of the greatest individual performances I've ever seen at the tournament level, as a young man by the name of Cameron Kuhn for Vermilion had an unbelievable night as he poured in 41 points for Vermilion. Sailors would end up losing this ball game in overtime to Norwalk, 87-81. Norwalk would go on to win the state championship that year, but this was a great contest in the Sweet 16 up at Bowling Green. So we're going to look back on this one. And Bruce, before we start the highlights in the game, one of the reasons that this game really stands out for me is the trip to and back from Bowling Green. This game was played on a Thursday night, and Wednesday, Northeast Ohio extending west out to the BG Toledo area had been rocked by a horrible blizzard. And I vividly recall going out the Ohio Turnpike to BG, and there were cars off the road and trucks that were jackknifed. You literally thought you were driving through a war zone on the Ohio Turnpike. I've never seen anything like that on the road, and I can still picture that vividly. Like, wow, how did these people walk away from these accidents? It was unbelievable as the cars and the trucks were still on the highway. So I remember it well, and I remember this game well. So let's get to the highlights. As I said, Norwalk 25-1, the eventual state champions this year, taking on Vermilion. Norwalk would jump out to an 18-12 lead at the end of one quarter, but in that first quarter of play, Cameron Kuhn gave us a sign of things to come. Kuhn spins right of the lane. Kuhn, tough running shot. It rolled around the rim and in, and he got fouled. Cameron Kuhn got the nice roll on the baseline shot and a chance for a three-point play. Cameron Kuhn, 6'1 senior, averaged 22.6 per game for the Vermilion Sailors this season. And Bruce, if you recall, we did another Elkhorn Archive on Vermilion in this very same tournament, the great game against Buckeye. And Cameron Kuhn had a tournament run. This game was spectacular, but he was just lights out throughout the entire tournament for the Vermilion Sailors. But they were down by six at the end of one, 18-12. So we go to the second quarter of play, and another outstanding player for Vermilion that year, a young man by the name of Forrest Boyd. He was another senior, 6'5", averaged 10.5 points per ball game, and Forrest Boyd would have a bucket in that second quarter of play for Vermilion. Left of the lane, Boyd shot off the glass is good off a nice feed by Seth Conrad. Boyd makes it 35-23. So the Sailors were down 12. They were trailing in this basketball game for most of the night. We'll tell you more about that as we get deeper into the recap. But also in that second quarter of play, another guy on the Vermilion team that was just terrific, another senior, 6'2", 12th grader, Seth Conrad came up with a big bucket for Kurt Habermill's team. Grant Hall back in the game. There's a nice steal. Heading to the other end for Vermilion. Driving and scoring is Conrad. Well, Conrad with the steal in the hoop makes it 35-25. So the Sailors still down by 10 in that second quarter of play. And then a little bit later on in that second quarter, once again, it was Forrest Boyd that came up with a big basket for the Sailors. Left side of the forecourt, Kuhn. Kuhn gets by Haraway, left of the lane, splits a double team. Left-handed shot, no good. Nader with the follow, no good. Rebound, Boyd muscled it up and in with 7 seconds to go. 39-32. 39-32, Norwalk leading, and that was our halftime score. So an offensive first half of play. Norwalk with quarters of 18 and 21. Vermilion with only 12 in that first, but 20 in the second quarter. So they're within shouting distance, down by 7 at the half. So we now head to the third quarter of play. And, Bruce, this is where Cameron Kuhn went absolutely crazy for Vermilion. Cameron Kuhn had 10 points at the half. Not bad. Cameron Kuhn would have a 20-point third quarter. He scored 20 in the third quarter alone, and this kind of got him started in that third quarter of play.
Kuhn into the lane, drives, reverse with the left hand. Oh, what a shot by Cameron Kuhn. That was beautiful. Makes it 41-34.
So the Sailors were within 7. Cameron Kuhn could do it all. You heard there the layup. He could shoot to 3. He was just a terrific basketball player. And then a little bit later on in that third quarter of play, it would be Seth Conrad who would dial up for the Vermilion Sailors.
Down low, Boyd off on the right wing to Dawson. Top of the key, Conrad. 3. Good! Seth Conrad buries the 3. And that makes it 43-37.
So Vermilion kept hanging around. Again, they were playing a great Norwalk team, but they were keeping themselves within shouting distance just to give themselves a chance. And as I said, it was Cameron Kuhn who basically single-handedly in the third quarter kept Vermilion in the ball game. Here's another bucket by the Sailor senior.
Jumper up and in for 3 by Kuhn. Cameron Kuhn is on fire. Makes it 63-55. Kuhn with 27. 17 points for Kuhn here in the third. My goodness.
Yeah, but he wasn't done. Cameron Kuhn had one more 3 ball in him in that third quarter of play.
Kuhn picked up by Haraway on a double team. Gets away from Haraway. Unloads to 3. Good! Oh, my goodness! And Steve Gray just says, I can't do anything about it.
Steve Gray, the head coach of the Norwalk Truckers, in fact, in reading the quotes after the ball game, and again, a huge shout out to Tim Gebhardt from the Chronicle-Telegram for sending me over the article in the next day's CT. Steve Gray said, all I could do was literally put my hands up. He was in such a zone, meaning Cameron Kuhn, there wasn't anything we could do to stop him. When a high school basketball player scores 20 points in one quarter, that's pretty special. So Kuhn with that incredible third period, 20 points. He now has 30 overall as we go to the fourth. He had kept Vermilion in the ball game. He had scored 20 of their 26 third quarter points. But Norwalk was matching Vermilion shot for shot. They also had a 26-point third quarter. So Norwalk still with the 7-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter of play. And now BG is just going crazy as both fans are really into this one. Kuhn was sizzling in that third quarter of play, and he continued his outstanding night in the fourth.
Inbounds goes to Kuhn, who drives and scores. Oh, an acrobatic shot by Cameron Kuhn. He's displaying all the skills tonight. 69-62. Vermilion back to within 7.
Yeah, they kept trying to climb that hill down by 7, and it was Cameron Kuhn that basically had put the team on his back. And a little bit later on in that fourth quarter of play, Kuhn with a defensive play as he makes the steal, and then he drives for the score.
Pulse pass stolen by Kuhn. Kuhn heads to the other end. Kuhn to the lane, drives, scores. Cameron Kuhn makes it 69-64, and the Sailor fans are up on their feet.
Bruce, I love tournament basketball. Listen to that crowd as the Sailor fans were going absolutely crazy in the background. And, of course, rooting on their Sailors and also appreciating the efforts of one Cameron Kuhn. It was just a phenomenal night for Cameron Kuhn. But he was getting help when he needed it. And in that fourth quarter of play, as Norwalk really concentrated on Cameron Kuhn, somebody else would have to step up for the Sailors. And on this play, it turned out to be Kyle Nader.
Kuhn, right side, Nader, 3 ball. Good! And Vermilion takes time! It's going crazy at the Stroh. The Sailors within four. 71-67.
Yeah, they kept whittling it down and whittling it down. So now Vermilion's within four as the roof is about ready to explode at Bowling Green. And then Cameron Kuhn would hit another big shot for Vermilion.
Kuhn, left side, three ball. Good! Seth Conrad! It's a one-point game. 71-70, the Sailors within one.
It was actually Kuhn who dealt it to Conrad, and Conrad came up with that big-time shot for Vermilion. So now they've cut it all the way down, and we get to the game's final seconds. Norwalk still clinging to a three-point lead. So Vermilion was going to have to hit a long ball to send this thing to overtime, and in one of the greatest shots individually that I've ever seen in tournament play, Vermilion would indeed hit it from downtown BG.
To Conrad, a three. Good! 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 We're going to overtime! Listen to the Vermilion fans!
Wow, Tim.
Conrad baked it in! Conrad sends it to overtime! They're going crazy at the other end!
Bruce, I got to tell you, as I sit here on the other end at my house, I got goosebumps going up and down my arm. That crowd reaction from Vermilion. The Sailors set up a play. They found Conrad outside the three-point arc at the top of the key, and he banked it in off the square to send the game into overtime. It was a din in that arena. We were tied at 80 going into the extra session. And you would think perhaps that shot would deflate Norwalk a little bit. They had held the lead throughout the game, as I mentioned. Vermilion just fighting uphill the entire time. And finally, the Conrad three at the buzzer sends the game into OT. But I'll tell you, Norwalk didn't wilt, to their credit. And maybe that's why they went on to become state champions, because they didn't buckle. And so we go to the overtime. Vermilion did score the first point of the overtime. Kyle Nader hit a free throw, and it put Vermilion up by one. Vermilion then had possession of the basketball. So with a one-point lead and the ball, here's how it played out.
2 minutes to go in the extra session. Nader out near the half-court line. Feeds it to Conrad right in front of the Vermilion bench, and he tosses it right back to Nader. Vermilion being very patient. They can afford to be. They're up by one in the extra session. Nader looking for help. Fires it to Kuhn. Kuhn with 140 on the clock. Being chased, double team. Steps through it. Bounce on the right sideline to Boyd. Boyd in traffic. Boyd looking for help. Pass deflected. Stolen by Thomas. Great defense by Norwalk. Here come the Truckers. Down by one. Hull into the lane. Hull lost the ball. Down to get it. Conrad. Conrad looking for help. Got it to Kuhn. Back. Turner regained it. Gave it to Thomas. Thomas into the lane. Up. No. And a foul is called. And it'll put Thomas at the line. Shooting two.
And Thomas would hit those two free throws to put Norwalk up by one. Bruce, that's a great highlight to capture right there, because I remember Gary Pelter and I driving back home along with Jared after the game, and we talked about that sequence. Vermilion was up one with the ball, under 2 minutes to go. They turn it over, as you hear. Norwalk goes to the other end. They turn it over, but Conrad had problems getting rid of the ball after he had the steal, and so Norwalk got it back. And, of course, the foul there put Thomas at the free throw line. He would hit the two free throws, and so Norwalk would go up by one at that point. But, boy, that was huge. If Vermilion could have scored and maybe taken a three or even a four-point lead in the overtime with under 2 minutes to go, this may have had a different ending. But, unfortunately, it didn't. Thomas would then hit two more free throws a little bit later on in the overtime. So Norwalk had a three-point lead, and here we go again. Vermilion will have the final possession of the overtime, down by three. They were hoping they would get the exact same result that they got at the end of regulation, the three ball, to send it to a double overtime. But unfortunately, it didn't turn out that way. Here's the game's final seconds.
84-81. Can Vermilion do it again? Down by three, under 30 seconds to go. Kundin chased, left wing Dawson. Dawson in between the circles to Boyd. They throw it down low to Kuhn. Spins to the bucket, baseline, no. Put it up, no. Rebound grabbed by Thomas, and Thomas is fouled with 15.7 on the clock. So Thomas will go to the free throw line. And he can pretty much put it away for Norwalk right here.
And indeed, the Truckers would put it away. They would hit a couple of more free throws after that as well, making the final Norwalk 87, Vermilion 81. The only point in the overtime for the Sailors, that one free throw from Kyle Nader. So Vermilion's season would end in an unbelievable game up in BG. Vermilion would close it out at 19-8. But this was a fun club to watch under Kurt Habermill. Norwalk with the win would go to 26-1. And Bruce, as I said, they would win the regional, and then they would go down to state and win the whole thing. So the Norwalk Truckers would turn out to be state champions in 2014, but not before the Vermilion Sailors took them right to the brink. Cameron Kuhn was just incredible that night. I mentioned 20 points in the third quarter alone. He would finish up with 41 in the ball game. Seth Conrad had 18. Forrest Boyd with 12 for Vermilion. For Norwalk, they had a great 1-2 punch of Jeff Thomas and Ben Haraway. Thomas with a 32-point effort. Ben Haraway with 25. So Vermilion with a tough loss that night, but a game that I will never forget. It was so exciting in that gym, and you could hear the crowd noise in those highlights. Both communities and both schools came out and supported their teams, and what an epic battle it turned out to be. That was a fun game, and Bruce, as I said, I'll remember it forever because it's just one of those games that will always stand out.
And all the people with their cars along the roadways from the night before, right? They didn't have, you know, that's one of those timing issues, of course. You never know what the weather would be like for a game in tournament time and whether things would get bumped and moved around, but
And as I said when we started the show here, I can still see those cars and trucks that were just jackknifed either in the median or off on the side of the road. We had a vicious storm roll through on Wednesday. This game was played on Thursday. So as we drove up and back, it was really a sight to see. And then the game turned out to be just this incredible high school basketball game.
All right, here's that regulation three again.
To Conrad, a three. Good! 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 We're going to overtime! Listen to the Vermilion fans!
I heard Gary Pelter say this is in a college, so you have the light-up scoreboard or the backboard, right, or something?
Yes.
So you can kind of have that red circle that appears like you normally see in some other games.
Well, you hear the buzzer in the highlight as well.
Yeah.
Something to the effect of Conrad shoots it, and it goes in. I mean, you could hear the buzzer. It clearly, the buzzer sounded after he shot it. But, yes, and that's, again, that's the beauty of high school sports, or really of any sport, a moment. Seth Conrad, even though Vermilion lost that game, he will remember that shot, that one single shot, for the rest of his life. Let's see, this was 2014. The 10-year reunion hasn't quite happened yet, but, you know, when they get together in 2024, someone's going to talk to Seth Conrad about the three ball he made in the Sweet 16. I mean, that's the beauty of sports, those singular moments that just stand out and you remember them forever.
And you said he used the glass on that three
ball. Yeah, he was up at the top of the key, and we were kind of down to the left of that basket, so we weren't behind it or anything like that, and he just knocked it in right off the square. I don't know if he called glass, but he took it.
Is it Campy Russell or Jim Jones who likes to talk about using the glass to score all the time? I know there's
that's Yeah, that's Campy Russell. I've had many conversations with him about the physics of basketball and the angles and when you shoot for the rim or when you shoot for the glass and the angles of how you can play it off the glass. And it's a real shooting can be and is a science. And just like Dennis Rodman used to talk about rebounding, you know, the rotation of the ball and where the ball is shot from. I mean, it's not just, hey, I got to go get a rebound. Right. I mean, they're studying that. And it's the same on with shooting. Where am I shooting from? What's the angle? It is a science. Wow. So
I've known baseball players watch the, you know, the spin. They can tell from that. I never thought about basketball the same way with that. Those lines, they serve a purpose other than, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely they do. And, again, those guys study film, and not just to critique performance or scout the other guy, but, you know, where those shots are coming from, where the ball goes off on a missed shot. I mean, it's incredible the amount of detail that they know. But yeah, for Seth Conrad, I don't know if it was analytics and physics that played into that bank shot three, but he'll remember.
A lot of adrenaline and energy and you know, excitement from the crowd, but that was a fun one. Again, it was March 13th of 2014, Vermilion in Norwalk. It is our Elkhorn Archive for today. It's presented by EcoTree Services. EcoTree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at ecotreeservices.com. For Tim Elkhorn, I'm Bruce Van Dyke on WEOL.